Because the Bible, the Word of God, is totally inspired of God Himself. Because this same Bible is alive, that is, it's a living book, it's powerful, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Because the content of this Word is able to direct you to the Lord Jesus Christ and make you wise unto salvation. Because, according to Psalm 119, when the Word of God is hid in the heart, friend, it can keep you from sin. Because of these facts and many more, we are sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, God's wise man of old. From some of his 3,000 Proverbs, we share a few of these with you today as we find them in chapter 24. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be wise with them. For their minds devise violence, and their lips talk of trouble. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power. For by wise guidance you will wage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. He who plans to do evil, men will call him a schemer. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you are slack in the days of distress, your strength is limited. Deliver those who are being taken away to death, and those who are staggering to slaughter. Oh, hold them back. If you say, "See, we did not know this," does he not consider it, who weighs the hearts? And does he not know it, who keeps your soul? And will he not render to man according to his work? My son, eat honey, for it is good. Yes, the honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is thus for your soul. If you find it, then there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not destroy his resting place. For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased, and he turn away his anger from him. Do not fret yourself because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked, for there will be no future for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those who are given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin that comes from both of them. They also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, "You're righteous," people will curse him, and nations will abhor him. But to those who rebuke the wicked will be delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He kisses the lips who gives a right answer. Prepare your work outside, and make it ready for yourself in the field. Afterwards, then, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, "Thus I shall do as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." I passed by the field of the sluggard, and by the vineyard of the man lacking sense, and behold, it was completely overgrown with thistles. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw, I reflected upon it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then your poverty will come as a robber, and your want like an armed man. Again, may we heed the instructions and warnings of our God. May the Lord Jesus bless you richly today. Amen.